American Transmission Company's Mark Williamson wants to convince landowners that this 240-mile-long transmission line is needed to keep Wisconsin's electrical grid reliable. He says these forums will shed light on questions about the controversial line. Williamson says they're even inviting arch opponent SOUL, short for Save Our Unique Land, to present their side.
I'm not sure that a consensus or a compromise is in the cards. It would be nice if that occurred, but right now we're still, you know, we certainly think as the responsible people that have to do this, we know that the infrastructure is weak and sagging, and at least publicly yet I haven't heard a recognition of that fact. Until we get to the notion that, yeah, we really do need to build up what we haven't done for 30 years, there's not much room to compromise.
On that point, SOUL board member Mark Liebert agrees.
Compromise? No. This line is not needed. The compromise was is they go home, take their money and go home, and come up with something that will be good for Wisconsin. Remember, the line is not about reliability. The line is about money. And corporate money is not the kind of people that I want in charge of whether or not this is a good project for northern Wisconsin.
The temperature of the debate will continue to rise until the State Public Service Commission begins hearings in Madison on September 9th. The PSC's approval is needed before American Transmission Company can build the line. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.